this is what keeps me up at night. It's the fact that people in the city do not fully know what's fully available to them. I need you all's help as we have these town halls, and they don't all have to be sponsored by, you know, a particular public news outlet. But when we have these conversations around what's available for them, like we had a meeting just the other day ago in Austin about how we are going to work to spend the $432 million for the families who need support for the recovery of their homes, that the damage was caused by the torrential rainfall. Community participating. Now, by community participating, they now know that's $432 million available. And then we're bringing in developers, particularly black developers, who can actually help get the contracts through an open process to be able to repair these homes. And so, you know, for me, it's why I've been so adamant about standing up for working people. The people that I talk to, and I talk to people all over the city of Chicago, I'm asking you all to trust me on this. Some of the things that are raised in these spaces, no one asks me about. It doesn't mean that it's not important. That's not what I'm saying. Please don't misunderstand me. I'm saying that when I talk to everyday Chicagoans, they're either nervous or afraid around immigration or their child's education or being able to afford to live in the city. Democrats are right. But now it's time for us to demonstrate how what we do substantially improves the quality of life for people. And as we have these town hall meetings and these gatherings, I implore you all to show up to these meetings and hear what people are asking. There were three questions that were asked by the audience, maybe even five, that were all related to young people. So I was able to talk about youth employment, of which some people didn't know that those opportunities were there. We talked about the missing middle, where developers are working collaboratively with my chief operations officer to purchase land in the collective to build more affordable housing units. We have real substantial crises in this country at this time. We have to have very potent and very clear, concise, deliberative measures that we can articulate so that the people of this city and this country know exactly who and what we are fighting for. The last thing that I'll say, I know that there were some people who took exception to me challenging corporations and the ultra rich in this country. President Biden did the same thing. He did. He wasn't wrong. And so what we have to do is be far more proactive and dare to be bold and audacious and not this obsequious type of response where we are responding as if we are in servitude to this administration. Proactive, organize, tell the story of the people. And I would implore and I would invite you all to participate or hold your own town halls. You don't have to invite me to talk to residents of this city about what they want. And then we can say either we're going to deliver that, we're going to organize to get it, or that we are already doing it. And the more we get that message out, the more we tell that story, I believe it's going to strengthen our ability to actually make sure that this country gets back on track.